Queen and Bohemian Rhapsody. This is Pulse 2. I'm Jackie. Yesterday I was out and about in Halifax, and today I've got a guest in the studio, and she's come all the way from sunny Batley. I'm assuming it's sunny today. Sam Pearce is with us, the director of the Potting Shed Spa.
Good afternoon,
Hello.
Jackie.
Hello. It's on telly, isn't it?
It is.
Yes.
Today, so all pretty terrifying. ITVB at 8 o'clock, and it's a show called Spa Wars.
Now, is it anything as you'd expect? Is it a war between spas?
Ultimately, yes. I'm not going to lie. there is the angle of the programme is by the producers of Gogglebox and Four in a Bed. So it's basically like Four in a Bed, but for salons and spas.
Okay. I've seen those programmes.
Yeah.
Were you worried?
Quietly confident about my business.
Yeah.
Obviously, for television purposes, they want the experience to be sort of watchable and exciting and drama-led and all that kind of stuff. So it was a very interesting exercise, put it that way.
Now, this is going to be on telly next week.
Yes.
This time next week.
This time next week.
Yeah, a week today at 8 o'clock on ITVB. So you can't actually tell us the outcome of the programme, but maybe you can tell us a little bit of what it was like to have cameras in your business, presumably whilst you're still running a business.
Yeah, it was a lot. We did a 70-hour week.
Wow.
And by the end of it, they could have asked me to say anything and I would have said it. You know, they kind of grind you down. So our clients are very sensitive to it. There was one day when the other salon owners visited the potting shed where we didn't have anybody in.
Yeah.
Excuse me. It wasn't fair to anyone to be there. But it was an amazing experience. It was I laughed till I cried. I cried because it was very emotional. Obviously, it means a lot to me.
Yeah.
But it was great. It was so much fun.
Now, the spa has been open in Batley for 6 years now, and I can't believe it's 6 years because I was there when you opened it.
I know, it's just absolutely flown, and what an amazing journey that, you know, our successes have been quite phenomenal. We are now officially the highest awarded salon in the UK, which is quite something. I'm chuffed to bits.
And in West Yorkshire, Batley, it's a red brick mill. You've sort of expanded since you opened as well. You've got both bottom sides of the mill.
Which
section.
Is wonderful. So we've kind of got one side that's quite buzzy and what people would expect, and then there's another side which is for waxing, so you can't hear the screams. We've got a privet area, and also two beautiful treatment rooms where people can have total peace and privacy. It's wonderful.
Now, if you've not been to the Potting Shed Spa and don't know the concept, of course it is a spa, but you do things with a little bit of a twist. You've got a wonderful sense of humour, and that comes across in your business, on the treatment. You have puns in there, things like your pruning and clipping, which would be, you know,
the waxing treatment.
Yes, that's
so
the word.
What we tend to do is demystify bits of the beauty industry that people can be terrified of, as in waxing. So we have our pruning and clipping neglected hedges section for scythes and shears, where we have sort of coded explanations of our treatment. So if you want to come in for a half trunk and a lady garden, we know what you're talking about.
Yeah?
You can happily ring up at work and nobody's worried about what you're talking about. And it's actually been such an interesting exercise, because I think if you take the seriousness out of something, even though we're incredibly professional and trained to the hilt.
Yeah.
The terminology has been a really, really interesting exercise, and it's part of who we are, really.
How do you come up with them? Because I've just got visions of you with a glass of wine going, oh, do you know what would be really funny? Let's call it this.
Yeah, a couple of times my husband's looked at me and gone, you have got to be joking. And there was one for a gentleman's package at Christmas, and that's all I'm going to say on the radio, but it was getting a little bit too, you've got to be careful.
Yeah.
You don't want to offend anybody. But actually, we have loads of people that are waiting for our puns and our terminology to be sort of mailed out, because it just makes them laugh, and I think that's really key to who we are. So it's good, it works.
Fantastic. Well, we're going to talk to you for the next hour or so. So if anyone's got any questions about beauty treatments, and I have plenty of those, we're going to talk a bit more about Spa Wars and just generally how we should probably give ourselves a bit of me time.
Absolutely.
But we don't, do we?
We don't, and especially women. You know, they tend to always put themselves last, and I think it's such a shame that women don't value themselves enough, or the time that they have, if they do have any, to actually look after themselves a little bit. And I think that it's really important, and really, really important. It's something I'm trying to campaign towards, to let women give themselves permission to be looked after, because they look after everybody else.
Yes, they do indeed. We'll talk more about that in just a second. If you've got any questions for Sam, then do get in touch. You can get in touch on the app, Facebook, Twitter, website, all of those things. And we continue to play you the greatest hits of all time as we talk about spas in between with Sam, who's the director of Potting Shed Spa in Batley. Average White Band now. We'll get a check on the roads for you in the next couple of minutes. Carpenters and Only Yesterday. This is Pulse 2 for a Wednesday afternoon and a guest in the studio. We're talking spa and beauty and treatments with Sam Pearce, who is the director of the Potting Shed Spa in Batley, on TV next week in Spa Wars. That's why you're here today. But we're just chatting about all sorts of things, aren't we, really? Tell me your background in why you came to do beauty, really.
My background is originally in fashion and textiles, believe it or not. And from there, I went on to work for a very well-known PR company in London and sort of came back home, met a man, got engaged 3 weeks later and decided to stay. And so we are still together, just for the record. I quite like him. And
this week.
Got involved with a family business called Eastthorpe Hall in Murfield, which I did for 17 years. During that time, and as a judge for the beauty industry, I was visiting a lot of salons, and I really just wanted to create somewhere that was just a little bit different, an environment that was very welcoming and very accommodating to both men and women. And I just felt that there was a gap in the market for somewhere that wasn't your stereotypical clinical salon space with, you know, meticulously presented therapists. It was full of normal people with wobbly bits and all that kind of stuff, and just a space where you could come and just be yourself.
Because some spas can be intimidating, and I think we're going to go on to some questions. One of mine, I think I should have realised this before when I did come for a treatment. I had a pedicure and I cut my toenails before I came.
I know, what is that? That's what we're here for. It's like you almost have to prepare yourself to be prepared.
Well, it's like having a cleaner. If you had a cleaner, you would tidy up before she came.
Yeah. I think that's probably a female thing. I think, you know, we have clients who are going through chemo and come in and you can see that sigh and they take the hair off and everything's hanging loose and it's wonderful. You want to feel safe and you want to feel respected and tight. People are time poor and cash poor and we have to respect that. When we have them in our environment, we want to create memories for them. And I think it's really, really important that you just relax about it. No, we're not judgmental. You know, we see all sorts of things, and you see them, and you deal with them, and the people go, and you carry on. And it's about being. We're not judging anybody. It's about being completely accepting.
Yeah, absolutely. When people do come to you, will they say things that you think, oh gosh, doesn't everybody know that? Or you've got frequently asked questions page on your website, which is very useful.
Yes, we do. Yeah. I think it's interesting because clients are a lot more savvy these days. They're a lot more prepared and a lot more knowledgeable about what it is they want and why they want it. And then obviously you have the general questions like patch testing. I'm a patch test police person because you have a duty of care to your clients to make sure that you're not putting their health at risk. And it's a simple thing that is absolutely inherent. So if people are confident that you're ticking all the boxes, and it is really important that you communicate what it is you're doing rather than assuming that somebody knows what you're doing when you're coming at them with scissors and things like that. So it's really, really important. And never, ever be afraid to ask. That's what we're here for. That's our job.
Yeah, well, you're experts in it and we're not. That's why you do what you do.
Yes.
Alison in Cleckheaton was in touch earlier and she said that, is it true when you start a new treatment like waxing that the hair grows back thicker?
It isn't true, no, it isn't. It actually grows back thinner over time. And essentially, whilst waxing thins the hair, it doesn't change the growth or rate of thickness.
Ah,
so that's
right.
A misconception.
Ah, wow. I'm glad you've blown that one out of the water because I'd heard that too.
Yeah,
that
it's the case. There are so many old wives' tales and things that, you know, you just pick up along the way and think, oh, that must be true. But it's just talk to the professionals because they know what they're talking about most of the time.
You said to me a little bit earlier off air, you said that the best thing you could do to look younger, and that wasn't because you thought I looked old or anything.
Not at all.
Just want to clear that up. You said the best thing to do to look younger is to sort the eyebrows out.
I think the the best anti-aging treatment on the market, forget Botox and anything else, which is instant, is a really, really good brow treatment. And we call them the happy pluckers because people go nuts with tweezers.
Glad you said that, not me.
Yes, yes. very careful there. And it's really, really important that people invest in a really good brow treatment. And it's all about measuring the face. We say we want sisters, we don't want twins, nobody's completely symmetrical, but a good brow treatment can knock years off both men and women. Wow. So highly recommended.
When am I booking in? What would you do to mine? I know this is radio, so if unless you've seen my photo on the website, I'm sorry about this. But they are quite blonde.
How do you improve on perfection, Jackie, to be
honest? Oh, bless you. Very good.
Yeah, I would definitely add just a tiny bit of colour to them. Just because...
I'm going grey.
No.
I am. We continue our chat. It's a very interesting chat with Sam after this from John Legend. It's All of Me. This is Pulse 2. John Legend and All of Me. This is Pulse 2. And ahead of the latest news at 1, we're chatting with Sam Pearce, who's the director, the owner and, creator of the Potting Shed Spa in Batley, putting Batley on the map when your spa is on the TV next Wednesday week today. Are you nervous?
I am nervous, yeah. Because you never quite know what people's perception of you is going to be, but I'm so proud of my team. The place is very unlike anywhere else because obviously tonight's the 6th episode, so we're number 7.
Yes.
So I've managed to have a bit of a snoop on the other businesses. So we are nervous. We want to do Yorkshire proud, so... You know, just we'll have to wait and see.
Oh, exciting. And you're up against some other spas that are in sort of the Manchester,
Yorkshire
area.
One in Worsley and one in Crewe, so salons. So we shall just have to see what happens.
Yeah, you are sort of a little bit tied with what you can and can't say.
It's really hard because I just want to go a little bit and I can't.
Okay.
We're
going to have to watch.
You have to watch it.
Yeah. You're just going to stick with us for another 10 minutes or so, and we're going to talk about men using spas because they do.
Oh, they do.
Yes.
Yeah, and a lot of our lady clients who have introduced their partners to the spa are now absolutely furious because it was their save, you know, their haven
sanctuary.
And sanctuary, and now the guys are there and they're a bit like, oh, he wants to come too. But I think it's great. I love the fact that it's becoming more and more acceptable.
Yeah.
For gents to come. So it's and it's a whole range of treatments, literally top to toe. You know, male waxing is really, really busy for us, and especially now pre-holiday, everybody wants to look fabulous in their mankinis.
Yeah.
It's great.
We're also going to talk about an academy coming soon, which I think might be top secret, but never mind. We'll talk about that after John Paul Young next. John Paul Young, Love Is in the Air. This is Pulse 2. I'm Jackie, and we're playing the greatest hits of all time whilst having a bit of a chin wag with Sam, who owns the Potting Shed Spa in Batley. You're here today because a week today you're going to be on the telly.
We are.
Yes, very exciting indeed. Your spa will be on Spa Wars on ITVB, voiced by Rylan Clark-Neal and from the people that bring you Gogglebox and Four in a Bed.
Yes.
So that's the sort of premise of that show.
Yes, you go to other people's salons and you sample the treatments that they've chosen for you.
Yeah.
And then you've got to work out what you're prepared to pay for them.
And so the winning spa is the spa that gets the most money.
Absolutely.
They
have the highest percentage of what people are prepared to pay for their services for.
Right. Okay. Very exciting. But you can't say too much more. We've just got to watch it and react to it next
week. You just have to tune in. It's well worth watching. Yeah.
Very good. We were talking about men using spas a little bit more. I wanted to speak to you about is there such a thing as an addiction to having treatments? Now, the treatments you do are very safe. You do the patch testing before.
Yes.
But can you become addicted to treatments?
I think that there is definitely a sector in our industry that it does have an addictive sort of feeling around it in terms of the instant gratification, for example, fillers and Botox and things like that, which are instantaneous and the psychological impact can be really overwhelming. And I think that when you go from thinking, okay, I'm feeling a little bit tired, I'm going to have a little bit of something here, then it does make you feel better. And I think that's really positive. I think it can be really, really positive in your confidence and how you feel about yourself. But it's just about keeping sort of a bit of a lid on it and not relying on it, because you don't want to become expressionless and that kind of thing. And there is a huge market for fillers and Botox, and I am 100% behind. It's not something that we do, but it is something that is out there for people, and for the right reasons. It's just whether it's exploited and it goes too far.
Yeah,
that
I think
concerns me.
I was going to ask you about trends. Do you see trends forming on TV when you see these people that are in reality TV shows that are like orange and they've got massive eyebrows and they just look 100% fake?
Yeah.
If someone came to you and said, I want to look like that, you would clearly tell them to go home.
Oh, we are so media influenced in terms of celebrity and icons and these people that seem untouchable, but they portray this image of perfection, whatever that is, you know, and it's so hard to adhere to that as a day-to-day normal human being that doesn't have the resources that they have, whether it's financial or whatever. What concerns me is that you have to tailor everything to the person. And, you know, a lot of clients will say, I want eyebrows, but I don't want them like so. And so it has to be bespoke. You have to listen to the person's lifestyle, their expectations. And a lot of what we do in the beauty industry is about managing expectations, because we do say we are Batley, not Bethlehem. You know,
so I like that.
It's a case of just being really real. Yeah. And I have always say that we treat mind, body and soil. And that's really what we want to do at the Potting Shed. It's not about a quick fix, because something else will always want to replace that, and you're always chasing. And I think there's a lot to do with acceptance. I'm a mindfulness teacher as well, so about living in the present moment and not worrying about the past or the future, just accepting now for now. I think it's really, really important.
And that sounds great that you've actually integrating that into a business as well. Because like you say, people go to have treatments, whether it's having your hair done, whether having your nails done, you go to make yourself feel better.
Yes.
But you can also make yourself feel better by doing things differently and being more mindful.
Absolutely. We are so under pressure, mainly from ourselves, and having to be and having to do and having all the time. It's actually really, really powerful and very, very important just to stop and take stock. And even if it's, I say to my team, an eyelash tint is just as important as an hour and a half amazing facial and body treatment. It's about respecting people's time and making the most of however long they are with you. You get a snapshot to make a difference, and that's really our mantra. But mindfulness is just so important. Just to stop.
Yeah, stop. Peace. That's nice, isn't it?
A little bit of peas.
Yeah, a peas indeed. Now, you do want to make a difference to the industry as well. And later on this year, you're looking to create an academy.
We are,
So we don't, the industry doesn't fall foul of people that aren't properly qualified or indeed just experienced.
Yeah, I think that I've really, really struggled to be able to find the right person to fulfill the need and demand of how the clients are these days and what people's expectations are of their time with you. So we're going to be opening the greenhouse, which is where we're going to nurture our seedlings and really offer a qualification that will allow people to be employed, because 86% of beauty therapists never ever work in the beauty industry after leaving college. It's a huge statistic.
Wow.
I think people underestimate how hard it is. This is a brutal industry.
Yeah.
It's really hard. It's not just about painting nails and the stereotypical thing that you think. It's about making a difference to people and, you know, being brilliant at what you do. And there's such a gap, and that's something that I really want to pursue, not just for me and for our future expansion and everything else, but for the people that obviously clearly are talented. And it's hard doing what we do. Therapist means to serve.
Yeah.
And, you know, once you can get that, it's just, I'm excited. I'm really excited about this, because it's about making a difference, and that's really what we want to do.
Sounds like you're well and truly underway with all of that. So looking forward to hearing a little bit more about that later on in the year. The trailer for your TV show airs tonight.
I know.
Super exciting. Best of luck.
Thank you, Jackie.
Do much now, because the filming's happened and the show's...
No, we can't do anything. No. We've just got to wait and see what happens.
I appreciate you coming in to chat to us about it, Sam. And best of luck for Spa Wars next week.
Thank you so much.